Country. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are back in the state of Minnesota. Now, it snowed in Minnesota before we left on our 17-state tour, our 10-day tour. We are now back again, and we came back, and it's not Minnesota anymore. It's
Minnerainda.
It really is. It's raining now. It's sleeting out. It's still a beautiful state. There's no question about it. But aside of that, friends, I just wanted to let you know, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. You know her as the Pretty Little Princess. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page. Just upload some more pictures for you. Colleges, high schools, and the such. South Carolina, North Carolina, and then all the way over to Virginia. And again, if you'd like to check out some of our uploads, our last article from WND, Western Journalism, Freedom Outpost, and the such, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to my personal pages, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And I'd also like you to take some time, please, and go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Friends, just wanted to let you know the phone lines are accessible. You can give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. It'll be good to talk to you, good to hear from you. As well, Will, 53 countries will hear from you, as well as several affiliates in the United States of America. And I also wanted to let you know before we get going and hand it over to our pretty little princess, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. There's just no getting around it. We are showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you a work of faith with love. And we are showing you our deeds, not words. And I think that that's much more important than to listen to the rhetorical talk that's going on in this country today. We want resolve. We want answers. And the way to do that is to do what we are talking about. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And boy, oh boy, have we just had a whirlwind 10 days, 17 states, as Bradley said. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But before we get there, and not to mention our 24-hour van ride all night last night. Yep. Well, actually, not last night, but all night the night before, and all day, 24 hours in the van. So
9:45 last night we drove straight from Virginia all the way back to the home, well, to home here in the state of Minnesota. And in saying that, we had to do that because we're going to be on our way to Washington, D.C. in just two more days.
I know. So wouldn't have been something if it was a little bit closer. We could have just stayed out there. But
it's
anyway.
It's interesting. It took us that many hours to drive from Virginia to the state of Minnesota. On Tuesday morning, it's going to take us 3 hours to fly as to where we just came back.
Oh, so if any of you sons and daughters,
crazy stuff.
Yeah, if any of you sons and daughters of Liberty out there are feeling really sorry for us right now and you own a jet company, perhaps an airplane, go ahead and donate. You can call in at 1-866-233-0747 because that sure would have came in handy about 24 hours in a row. But that's okay. We are home. We are glad to be here. I first, before we get to what we've done over the past 10 days, I just want to highlight for you one last time our product of the week, which was in honor of Veterans Day, which we had here on Monday. And, of course, Veterans Day is every day here at the Sons of Liberty. But in honor of Veterans Day, we wanted to highlight our Price CD. Monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week. And so, basically, it's a $15 donation, but monthly sponsors get 25% off. But, basically, to highlight what this Price CD is about, it's the latest release from Junkyard Prophet, which was voted second best unsigned band in the nation by HM Magazine. And sometimes people wonder why it was unsigned. And the reason why I always say is because we did not want to take the label offer and the dictatorship that went along with it. We wanted to reach out to the high schools. We wanted to go where the Lord led us to go without any dictatorship. So we've done over 350. Oh, it's probably like 353 now.
What's interesting, just to kind of like give you some inner workings as to how that transpired. Well, back in the day, when I joined this band, they were actually in the basement winning all these awards, but they were going to Mexico teaching them Spanish. They were going to the church. They were preaching to the choir. You tracking, friends? And so when I got into the band, I said, well, why are you guys playing in the basement and why are you guys playing in front of the Christian audiences all the time? That doesn't make any sense. You're called to seek and save that which is lost. So I brought in a manager from GMA, Good Music Agency here in Minneapolis, and he came down, checked us out, and he said, you guys need to be headlining. Got us out there. We played the Minnesota State Fair. We started getting label offers. We had 5 label offers after one show at a place called The Fine Line here in the state of Minnesota. And as Stephanie was sharing with you, friends, we said no to the money is really what we did. And we said yes to the high school assemblies and to the younger generation. But what's interesting about that, when we went through this transition from going from the basement to playing in front of Christian audiences, which made no sense to me whatsoever, a lot of these guys, when I started to do high school assemblies, they didn't want to go into the high schools.
Isn't that strange?
It's I'll tell you what, it's cowardice is what it is. But they didn't want to go out and actually do what Christ called them to do and actually go into the enemy's land and actually go into the greatest demographic that we have in this mission field in this country, which would have been the public high schools. And friends, it still is. They're yours for the taking. They're your kids, not the government's. So in saying that, I just wanted to give people a little background as to what Stephanie's talking about here, too. It's also not time-sensitive material. It's timeless. It's priceless information. I spend a lot of time talking about history. I spend a lot of time going back to the old past so I can understand where we came from. Therefore, I know where we're going. So a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the Price CD, hey, it's going to be just as good today as it is 15 years down the line, 20 years down the line, 25 years down the line. It's not going to change because our heritage and our history is always going to be the same.
That's right. And what's nice about this is not only do you get the message or the music, you get the message to go along with it. We've got 13 rockin' tunes, and they really are. We actually had the Weekly Standard editor go on tour with us, and his fear was the fact that he would hate the music. Well, he ended up loving the music.
Yeah.
He called us Saggy Pants Elijahs on Mount Carmel, so it's not cheesy, not your typical quote-unquote Christian church music. It's great. And it contains new and updated messages that honor our veterans and challenge each and every one of us to make a difference in America.
Now, I want to interject one more thought, too. We just got back from South Carolina. I did a college and a high school in South Carolina. And it was interesting. I was invited to come meet this pastor. They were having a pastoral meeting. And I went in the back room. I had no idea what they were doing or what they were talking about. And once I was invited to go in, I sat down. And then I was immediately asked to go ahead and introduce myself. Well, I'm going to tell you as to how I introduce myself when I come back. Folks, what I didn't know was this was a missionary pastoral meeting. So it didn't go over very well. It did for me. I don't know how it went over for them, but I don't think they really liked what I had to say. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty and
Daughters of Liberty.
Be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So I was saying, I was doing a high school and a college in South Carolina. I was invited into a pastoral meeting. I was led into this meeting. I just no more sat down than I was asked to introduce myself. So I stood up and I said, this is who I am. This is what I do. And I said, for the life of me, folks, I cannot tell you why the professed church in America will spend millions of dollars throughout the land sending missionaries into foreign lands to preach to a foreign people, but they won't take the time to actually go into the greatest mission field here in the state or in the states and in the United States of America, namely the high schools in their own backyards. So I started sharing this concept with them, my heart, what I've been doing. And so I sat down and just kind of went through things, and I also shared with them, by the way, that less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church, $2 billion a year, actually are allocated to the young people. Listen to what I just said. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church actually are allocated to the youth groups. Is there something wrong with this, friends? And I shared this content. I shared this with them. I shared my heart with them. And I'm sitting back trying to figure out why these pastors are sitting there talking about, you know, one guy gets up and said, well, the Lord told me this, and the Lord told me that, and the Lord told me this. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, man, the Lord's been talking a lot, but I'm trying to figure out where the doing is on the behalf of the church. And by the way, friends, I also want to convey this over to some of my listeners. I want you to understand, I don't have an issue with the church. I love the church. I love it enough to correct the church. Remember Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. He was talking to the church. He also told the church right prior to that, with the preceding text that followed that, he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spill you out of my mouth. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. I cannot understand for the life of me why the church in America is still having meetings while their own kids in public schools are being inundated with illegal indoctrination through the federal government. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Nobody did. And guess what, friends? The seniors and the churches across the country are still doing the same thing, having meetings, having another meeting, having another meeting. By the way, I rebuked them in my exhortation to these elders that were there. It's like you're having another meeting. I was asked yesterday by one of our assistants here in the ministry, hey, Bradley, I'm just curious, what is the number one thing that's asked of you after you do these programs in high schools and colleges? You know what it is? What do I do to make a change? What do I do to bring forth a change? You want to know why they're asking? Because they're not seeing the older generations do it. And there's no question about what I do. And I'll tell you what, the intensity, the attack, the persecution, the lack of understanding that should know better as to those that have been around me in ministry should know better as to what it takes to get the job done. And the persecution that I've endured from within and without. I even had to share with these people that my opposition friends, when doing high school assemblies across the country, comes from the professed church. Because they don't want anybody going inside, exposing them in duty for what they've left undone in duty. Even doing colleges. Hey, friends, even doing law colleges in Virginia, they're asking me, what do we do? We had a military young man, one of the college students. He's in the military. He said, what more can I do? I said, brother, you're already doing it. See, those that are really born of the Spirit, they're looking for more to do. They're not looking around saying, look at what I've done, man. Look at all the works that I've done. You know, I mean, can I have a break? I mean, don't I deserve all these accolades and merits? And hey, can anybody high-five me and just give me the, you know, I love to praise a man. No, a man that's really born of the Spirit, he looks around as to what he does. Everybody says, oh, look at all the fruit on that man's tree. But he still stands there and says, I have not done enough yet.
Yeah, that reminds me of Oscar Schindler. You know, in Schindler's List, after he had saved all of these Jewish people, young and old, at the end of his life, he didn't say, wow, look at what I did. Look at what I preserved. He broke down and said, I could have gotten more. This, if I would have sold this ring, I would have gotten more. His heart was not, whoa, great job. Look what I've done. My heart was, boy, oh boy, I could have done more if I would have gone a little bit further. And speaking of that student that you were talking about.
Wait. Oscar Schindler, though, what did he do? He started to take off
his
gold
ring. Yep. Mm-hmm.
He took out the jewelry from his body, and he realized at the end of his life that he could have given that up to save more men from death. And he was broken, and he broke down and wept. And the people that he spared, that God spared through Oscar Schindler, they put their hands on him and said, you've done enough, you've done enough. What about the people that weren't spared? I bet at that point they were wishing Oscar would have just took that pen off and he could have bought a couple more people with it.
That's right.
See, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? That is a man that began to understand the heart of God at the very end of his life because he knew he could have did more. Let it not be, friends, let it not be found in our lot on judgment day to say, I wish I would have done more. When you had the opportunity to do more. And that's really what ministry is all about. The only thing that we're going to be able to take with us is exactly who's going with us because we've been yielded. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. He's been yielded. He's given himself up to serve the one that died for the sins of the world, named Jesus Christ, in servitude towards mankind because it is not Jesus' purpose to condemn men. It's to save men, but that's up to men, isn't it? But it's also the church's job to be zealous unto good works and to be about the work of the Lord's hands as he does order our steps and establish our thoughts. And what does it always lead us into? To dispossess the enemy's lands and the purpose of what? The heathen as our inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth as our possession, said David.
And speaking of have I done enough, you know, even going to these schools, we were speaking with a dean of a school, university, and he had said, well, it scares me to death that I'm going to have to stand in front of the Lord. And he was talking about the issue of abortion. I haven't done enough, or I could have done more. He was fearing the face of his father, saying, listen, what have I done with my time here on this earth? And he wants to bring those things to his students. And one of his students, as you mentioned before, he's a guy sitting there. He said, I'm serving in the military. He's going to school. He wants to be a police officer. And he asked me the question, what more can I do? Yeah. And it brought tears to my eyes because, wow, what a heart saying, wow, I'm doing this and doing that. No, what more can I do? And when you said to him, you're doing it. you really are doing it. And those kind of people are the ones that are going to achieve much because they didn't ask for the position. It reminds me of that Gladiator movie when he's trying to get this man to take over his position as Caesar. And he says, will you accept this great offer that I have given to you? This is a great chance. And he said, with all my heart, no.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do it. He goes, that is why it must be you, because his heart was right. Like the general
Waters.
God. That's right.
Yeah, Mariah
Woodworth Edwards, she said, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil, and those that do not want to be in the pulpit are called of God. Many are called, but few are chosen. But the ones that put their hand to the plow, not looking back, those are the ones that go on with God and receive great rewards in heaven. But it is just interesting how the number one question is, what can I do? In fact, another young man who was sitting there, he said, I just kind of sit there and I think, you know, where are my countrymen?
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell him, listen, don't take this to heart where you're going to be discouraged, because God never used a majority to prevail. He only used a small minority. If we look at David, if we look at, you know, Gideon, one man with God is the majority. And even the preservation and the establishment of our country, almost only 3% of the population that established this country, because they were tireless, they were fearless, and cowards did not establish our country, and cowards certainly will not preserve it. So we've had so many different
responses. When that young
responses.
Man, when that one young student in that law school said, where are my countrymen, I know that if I'd have kind of drug it out just a little bit more, I knew he would have broke down right in front of the class.
Yeah.
And it's true. And that's what the younger people are asking the older generation is, you know, where are my countrymen? You know, the number one question asked to me is, what do I do? And I'll tell them it's easy to go back to your foundations, but it's another thing to fight the good fight of faith. Because again, through trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? And the Bible also says that we're appointed unto afflictions. And Jesus said, even those that persecute you, you will be persecuted for righteousness' sake, even if you desire to live a godly life. And is it true? Yes. But let me tell you this on the flip side. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And the Bible tells us that he dispossesses our enemies, not the other way around.
Yeah, and if you look at another girl we had there, her name was Elizabeth. She said that she had a paper to write. She heard you speak during one of her classes, but she said she just felt led to come. And she had been praying for the Lord to give her clarity. So when you were done, you basically just had a time of ministry. We just said, okay, well, who has any questions? And you sat down with the students one-on-one, and she said, I was praying for clarity, and that's what I got tonight, was
yeah,
I got clarity. And it was nice because she kind of set aside what she had to do and said, well, I felt like the Lord really led me to come. And that's exactly what she got. She got ministered to. She got her heart open. The lights came on and clarity came because we're faithful to go out there. We're not just talking about the problems. We're boots on the ground.
I can't stand not crossing the threshold.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, the process, I come to you in much fear, trembling, and weakness. That is a part of the promise. But guess what? When you cross that line, you always meet the King of Kings. It reminds me of John Adams when he said, we're going to take a leap in the dark. Did they take a leap in the dark, and did God answer? Well, 237 years, we're here, friends. He answered. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back after this. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
Amen. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, I really do love that. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your own dependency on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave. And no man ought to take from us. Who said that? History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229. The man, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And boy, oh boy, he wrote it big enough so the tyrant King George didn't have to wear his glasses, friends.
And by the way,
that's exactly why he wrote John Hancock in such big letters.
I like that, and I love that handwriting, too. So just to give you a little more, we'll wrap up with the price CD. For those of you who'd like to go ahead and order, please call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747, or you can go online to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Now, we actually received a great response from Eric. He watched the price on our YouTube video clip, and this is what he had to say. The best summation of the cost of freedom, along with our country's founding fathers' belief in our Christian God, I have ever seen. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I shared it publicly on my Facebook and sent it to my children. You are truly blessed and are a blessing for all of us. That was from Eric. Eric, I really appreciate that. Thank you for those encouraging words. We got another response here from Norman.
I want to interject something into that.
Go
because
ahead.
That's very important. Again, mm-hmm. That is the heart of my message right there. By the way, that is the very essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the pearl being Christ crucified. And if the pearl is men crucified in the United States of America, America and women that have laid down their lives on the altar of sacrifice for the freedoms in which we have, friends. That is our pearl. We call them heroes. And it's interesting that speaking of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice and the blood-bought nation in which we are a part of today, and if you're a Christian, you are a blood-bought people. You've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the propitiation of the sins of the world. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood. The Bible says, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, in saying that, do you remember when we did that Christian college just in South Carolina? I remember I stopped. I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I just wanted to share. And I said, hey, you know, I'm just kind of curious. Why is it that everybody in the church is talking about how much God loves people? And they just looked at me like a bunch of deer looking in headlights. Can anybody in this Christian college tell me where God or Jesus Christ ever told anybody he loved them? I said, go look at your Bibles. Open them up. Tell me. You guys should know the Word of God like the back of your hand. Or to know the doctrine. They couldn't tell me. I said, friends, what's interesting is he never told us that he loved us. He only showed us that he loved us. Interestingly enough, right when we left Virginia, one young man, and he was not Chinese, one student came up to me, and I know why he targeted me, because I have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And good for him.
Mm-hmm.
He walked over to me, and he just said, I just wanted to tell you, God loves you. I said, oh, hold up, bro. I said, can you tell me where it says that in Scripture? He said, Romans something. I said, show me. And he hesitantly grabbed his Bible, and he was opening up. I said, bro, God never said he loved you. He never said he loved you anywhere. But I'll tell you what, boy, oh boy, did the Lord show you. And isn't that a real demonstration of love today? America, God loves us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who bled Calvary red with his blood. That is a demonstration of love, right? By this we know that we love. I mean, friends, I can go down scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave us. There's always a demonstration.
That's right.
Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life. See, there's the cross again. The cross is always in the center of everything. It's always a demonstration. Just saying.
Yeah,
I had to share that.
Like 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And I thought that was very interesting, too. I think that young man that targeted you, he probably thought, here's some long-haired straight heathen on my Christian campus, not knowing you just got done speaking to all the students there in the School of Government. But it was cool that he came out there and actually said, you know, God loves you. But I thought, oh, he just said that to the wrong person. But you were very cool with
it. It does, and I was, because I knew he said it out of ignorance, and it bothered me, because the message to the American people is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, what was the wonderful plan for the 11 apostles that were martyred? And John and Patmos, he would have died too,
yep,
had it not been for a miraculous delivery from the hand of God. What was their wonderful plan? Did God love them? Yeah, well, absolutely he loves us through his demonstration. Did our veterans love us, friends? Absolutely. Did they love their country? Absolutely. Did they love their God? Absolutely. Did they love their families? Absolutely. There's no question. See, friends, my point is this. I don't need to walk around telling anybody I love them. I just need to show them. And I tell my kids this all the time and my wife. Hey, 1 John 3:18. 1 John 3:18. They know what I'm saying. Daddy loves us by what he does. Daddy loves us by what he does. He doesn't need to tell us he loves us. We already know he loves us because look how he takes care of us. Look how he protects us. Look how he provides for everything that we have. Look how Daddy's fighting. I mean, do you understand?
Yeah, I get it, George Washington.
There's a consummation of all of the characteristics of love with one heart in the center of all of it.
Yeah, and if you look at our founding forefathers, their love was in demonstration and action by their sacrifice to establish this country. So many times you hear people out there saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, you were talking about your introduction to the church world. Everyone said they loved you. We love you, Bradley. We love you, love you. And then when you needed to move a bed and a couple couches, where was that love? That love was gone.
The youth helped me. The older generation, they loved me so much they had to go home that Sunday and drink some beer and watch some football
and
games.
And there's so many times people say, oh, I love you, when it's really I lust after you, I lust after you. That's a different topic. But
yes,
let our love be in demonstration as George George Washington said, deeds, not words. And when you were mentioning veterans, it reminded me of this letter we just received today from a Norman Clendenin. And this is what he said. Dear Bradley Dean, I am trying to get my two grandsons to accept Jesus as their Savior. Any help you can give me in this undertaking would be appreciated. At one time, I was given a little booklet with David and Goliath on the cover. Is it still in print? That was our Man of War that we have, our book out there. He said, I'm an 82-plus-year-old Korean veteran trying to live on Social Security and a small teacher retirement. I would like to donate more, but I cannot at this time. Sincerely, Norman Clendenin. He was U.S. Navy, 1950 to 1954. And the heart of this, like the woman that gave her two mites, he gave us five $1 bills. He already sacrificed his time of himself. He wants his grandchildren to know the Lord. He wished he could have gave more, but he gave us five $1 bills. Yep. If that's not heart, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that is.
And that's what we're doing. And the Sons of Liberty, we're going out there. And believe me, when we go out there, it's not always the funnest time in the world. I mean, we're talking, we're going like crazy, nonstop. When you were speaking actually just 2 days ago, you went from morning to night, not eating anything, just ministering.
I didn't even realize
that. You didn't
even
realize that. So we're going, and then we're driving in the car. We're doing what we're doing because we see the need and we want to sincerely make a change in our country. We know that our founding forefathers did it for us.
That's right. Don't forget about the four little guys that are in the back.
That's right. We bring our children.
Doing our homework in the van and doing everything. I mean, this in this particular case, that's what we had to do to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
But we were anticipating getting out there and getting the opportunity to do it all over again. I live for that. But in the process, friends, work death within me, but life in you.
And like we were talking about, so if you feel like this is a ministry that I can get behind that's actually going out there and doing, please do call and support. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And for those of you who are already Sons of Liberty and Daughters of Liberty and you do support, we sincerely appreciate what you do, because without you and your support being the foundation of what we do, we could not catapult. I talk to some people sometimes and say, listen, I know that not everybody can be boots on the ground. You've got your own job, so on and so forth. But together, as you were saying when you were ministering, listen, we can do this thing. We're sick and tired of hearing, I'm so
we
glad
are doing
a,
this well, thing.
But,
yes.
We, with you, the students, we're so tired of hearing, oh, I'm so glad there's a Bradley Dean out there in the world. Great. What if we had a million Bradley Deans out there? These young people that are being raised up for this generation. You know, we very could be like the Vernon Johns, the breaker before the MLK comes.
Yeah.
But you have to have
Micah
that breaker. Yeah, you have to have that breaker before you have the MLK. So we just see the sincerity. And for those of you who can support, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a donate button on the bottom right hand in a little nice red, white, and blue button that says donate on it. We would appreciate
it. I also
want
to say it's not just us that says thank you, and we are saying thank you, and of course we appreciate it, but the young people of the day are saying thank you as well. They thank you very much for the support, because without you supporting, we couldn't go do and be an extension of what you've allotted us through your financial means to get to them.
And it really is life-changing for some of these students. So I'm going to specifically say where we have been. We have been at Morningstar University and Morningstar High School, which is Rick Joyner's ministry. We were out there this week. Also, we did Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Huge
speaking
campus.
To the Helms School of Government. So we're kind of putting the cart in front of the horse here. But so you know, that's where we were.
Now, just wait a second. Now, when we sat down with the president, the dean of that particular
School of Government.
That particular state in this, that campus is so
huge.
Big. It's like a nation, friends. It's just everything in Lynchburg is Liberty University. But what's interesting about it is we sat down, and the whole reason I was there, by the way, is because of the way that I do look.
Exactly.
What was interesting, they're beginning to understand, wait a second, someone's going to have to do something that we cannot do, and that's exactly what he said to us. So in saying that, it's very advantageous, friends, as to who we are right now, because this is what's working for us. And it's not because you have long hair and you have tattoos. No. I didn't do any of that to do what I'm doing today. The greatest miracle God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation. Matter of fact, someone the other day said, Bradley, what about the Bible where it talks about long hair, someone emailed and just right away to the defense of having long hair. Of course, Jesus had long hair. Samson had long hair. John the Baptist had long hair. It was the custom of the Nazarenes, by the way.
That's right.
So they were rocker dudes. But in saying that, one guy posted right back to the other in my defense, and he said, what matters is what's under his hair.
Amen.
Amen. So God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. You got Stephanie right to the right of me. You know her as a little pretty little princess. Sons and Daughters of Liberty, friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to just start, we're going to start kickstarting this thing right now. Okay, be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So much information, friends. I also wanted to let you know on November 19th, which is this up and coming Tuesday, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, friends. Reclaim America, now a coalition. It's the beginning of the peaceful, nonviolent Second American Revolution event. Organizer Larry Klayman, friends, how this all transpired. I was called and said, what was said to me was, Bradley, go online. Your face is up there. I said, change the picture. Number one is what I said. And so I'm a part of a coalition. And in fact, I knew nothing about this coalition, until I seen my picture up online. We're going to be a part of this. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. Again, it's reclaimamericanow.net. Reclaimamericanow.net. Larry Klayman is the organizer. This is the attorney from Judicial Watch that actually went after, Bill Clinton, and, well, he nailed him, is what he did. Some of the speakers that are going to be there this up and coming. No, you know, I think it's Wednesday now, friends. I'm sorry. Forgive me. November 19th, I believe it's Wednesday. I do not have a calendar in front of me. Again, forgive me if I'm wrong. Alan Keyes is going to be there from the Declaration Alliance. Pamela Geller, American Freedom Defense Initiative. Bob Barr, former U.S. Attorney and Congressman, he'll be there. Joseph Farah, WND. Robert Spencer, Jihad Watch. Larry Klayman again. Admiral James A. Lyons, retired former commander of the 6th Fleet. He'll be speaking. Major General Paul Valley, United States Army. I'm going to be honored to be working with those guys there that day. Roger Arnoff, Accuracy in the Media. Good for them. Floyd Brown, a friend of ours, Western Center for Journalism. Great guy. He's a very big guy. If you ever get in a fight, this is the kind of guy you want around you. Sheriff Richard Mack's going to be there. That's going to be pretty cool. Former Sheriff Graham County, Arizona. Joe Kaufman, candidate for the United States Congress, Florida District 23. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. He'll be there. Larry Ward, Constitutional Rights, PAC. PAC, of course, Vincent Forrest, Gear Up Foundation, Charles Strange, father of the slain SEAL Team 6 personnel, good for him, Bradley Dean, yours truly, Brooke McGowan, One Nation Under Revolt, cool. Then we have Belinda Lee, 2 million bikers to D.C., so they got some doers here, friends. Zeta Andrews, Ride for the Constitution and the Constitutional Patriots. You got Michael Peruto will be there as well, former presidential candidate, Constitutional Party. It's a friend of ours as well. Michael Carl, Constitutional Party. Chris Hull, he'll be there, Tri-County Tea Party, Florida. Probably know him, just don't know until I see him. Know him by his face, not by his name. Michael J.B. Schaffner, the American driver. Sounds like we got a little backbone going on there, Michael. Then we got Terry Linnell, Overpass for America. Good for them. You go, girl. And then we got BP Dan Johnson, Heat of the Fire. This was just added just between the beginning of the show and the present, and it says it's growing. Pat Boone will also be a part of this. He's an actor. Margaret Brittany, she'll be there. Actress Carl Palladino, attorney and former candidate for New York governor. It's Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Okay, so friends, I'm a little off on my days, but do forgive me. I've been in the car for 2.5 days. So again, friends, reclaimamerica.net. I'm sorry, reclaimamericanow.net, reclaimamericanow.net, Reclaim America Now Coalition. Again, Tuesday starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, November 19th, 2013. Hope to see you there. They're expecting, from what I'm told, 50,000 to a couple hundred thousand people there. So I'm honored to be a part of it. Aside of that, friends, let's get down to business here. We're going to start rolling, start kickstarting this show just a little bit. And in saying that, when we were at Liberty University, I remember going down this particular hallway, and as I looked at this hallway, I noticed that they had all these pictures of all of our presidents. And right next to the presidents was a quote. And I had shared just the other day with you, my friends, that, you know, it's so important that we know where we came from. I say it all the time, folks. It gets to the point where I get sick of saying it. So if you get sick of hearing it, I get sick of saying it. But therein lies the answer. You need to know your his-story. Until you know his-story, you're not going to know where you're going, right? So anyways, I noticed President Truman's quote. And I looked at it, and I just sat there, and I was looking at the wall, and I read it, and I just went, oh, no. I mean, I was thrilled to see what he had said. Because the history that I have, I'll tell you what, let me say it this way. The history that I had before I just went through the 17 states was only the tip of the iceberg as to what I have now. Because I knew I only had just a tish of our real history. I knew in parts of our history. And when I went to the Matrix of Liberty, I was blown away. When I went to the Plymouth Rock, I was blown away. When I seen the replica of the Mayflower, went inside of that store, read some of the history there, I was blown away. Then I went to John Adams's house. We went to Quincy's town, which is Braintree. I was blown away. We went into the churches. We went to the graves of Abigail and John Quincy Adams and other family members. I was blown away because everywhere I looked, I seen my father's name. And I seen his son that was a part of it. And these are our founders. But let me go back to Truman. When I was looking at Harry Truman's quote, I was so happy as to what I was reading on the wall. And this is what it said. This is President Harry Truman, back in the 50s, listen to what he said carefully. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, Exodus 20. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we finally and will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Interesting that he would say that, because this is exactly what I've been shouting from the rooftops over the last 13 years on the airwaves. Little did I know, unbeknownst to know, up to me, to know that I was nailing it. And I'm not saying over the last 13 years I didn't know what I was saying. No, the more the pieces come together with this puzzle, the more I'm strengthened that the Lord's got my feet upon the rock as he established and is establishing my goings. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but I'll tell you what, friends, when you have the knowledge, I'll tell you what comes with it. Strength, assurance, confidence. And that's what every individual in this country needs. But let me read this again. Now, I want you to go ahead and parallel this with the criminal that's in office today. This is the man in office today that wants to fundamentally transform America. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm going to, through a totalitarian government, attempt to attack everything you are and undermine it, only to establish and to reestablish a new form of government. Because if you remember right, friends, this criminal in office, this is the man that said when he was a senator and everybody in America heard him say it, that he just got back from a 57-state tour. How many states are there in the Muslim nation, friends? 57. Just thought you might want to know. This is the constitutional scholar that's in the White House. No, friends. He's a constitutional scholar in the sense of how to undo the Constitution. There to destroy the Constitution. Exactly the opposite does this man, this criminal in the White House, stand. He was the one that said in 2008 that he fundamentally wanted to transform America. Foundationally. What has he been attacking, friends? Your foundations. How do you overthrow tyranny? By establishing liberty. So let me establish a little liberty on top of the head of a tyrant. Listen again. This is President Truman back in the 50s. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, Exodus 20. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. Of course we don't. Let's teach the American people, namely our posterity, the next generation, let's teach them that they're a democracy. Let's teach them a false history, a revised history, a rewritten history. If you just go back to the 50s, friends, you'll see that everything that I am saying is exactly right on the money, line upon line, precept upon precept. Truman goes on, if we do not have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. In other words, a pagan view of government, which believes the state is divine, the state's authority is unlimited, which leads to state worship. That's why you have the homosexual standing behind this criminal in office. That's why you have these communist organizations, these bloggers, out there standing behind this administration, perpetuating crimes while accusing others of what they are guilty of. And a pagan view of government, friends, leads to tyranny. And this is exactly what's going on in your country today. But if you have a biblical view, the way that President Truman was talking about, is exactly right. State is divinely ordained. Government was given by God. That's why when you go into your Capitol buildings, you'll see Moses and the Ten Commandments. State's authority is limited through a biblical view of government. Biblical view of government leads to patriotism. That means to uphold dying laws. And it results in a republic, not a democracy. Read Article 4, Section 4. Because it's based on creation. You have a creator, friends, and God gave you your rights. And your rights are not privileges. Although the state and the state-run media is trying to inundate you with false information, so sooner or later you'll believe that you have privileges. No, you don't. That's why you have rights. Stand up and fight for them. Got hour two coming up right after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and Daughters of Liberty.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.